1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices have fallen 1.8 cents per gallon during the past week for an average of 2.40 on Monday. This is 19.1 cents lower than a month ago and well over 43 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. We're seeing the sixth straight week of a declining national average. Officials at Gas Buddy say seasonality is continuing to drive trends at the pump. The 2026 fuel outlook will be released later this week. Gas Buddy officials say this will give a clearer sense of what drivers may face during the next year. Officials also say new developments in Venezuela are not likely to impact U.S. gasoline prices significantly anytime soon. They expect gas prices to bottom out in the weeks ahead before they begin their seasonal climb as we get closer to March. This is the fourth year you can send Valentine's Day cards to veterans living at Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs facilities around the state. Since the program began in 2023, over 80,000 Valentine's Day cards have been sent in and distributed to members and veterans. Secretary of Veteran Affairs James Bond says this program spreads so much happiness because of the outpouring of support and love to veterans. The cards will be delivered to veterans living in VA facilities in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove, as well as residents in the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. You'll need to mail your cards by January 31st for timely arrival. They can be sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. That's P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. Like, I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scores. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with some scattered rain likely here through this morning, and it could get a little slick in spots where temperatures do drop closer to that freezing mark here. It's going to stay cloudy through the day with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.